I'm fine with. But I think that he didn't need that for his career. He didn't need all the idiots who are reviewers, you know, to tearing him apart.
Oh, right. I don't know what they're tearing apart. I mean, I heard Jack Nicholson was really ticked off at him about it. Is that
true? Yeah, that was in the press, but I don't believe it. I mean, I think that they were misconstruing what he had to say, you know, at the after party.
Right. Well, we talked to Jack before, and he seems like a real amiable guy. He doesn't seem like a guy that would blast Letterman, of all people.
He doesn't seem like a guy who would care.
Yeah.
He also doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would beat the hell out of a car with a golf club.
Well, yeah. All right, stories you're working on E.T. right now?
Nothing. We're not doing
that. Well, we'll be sure to tune in.
Nothing. But you can be sure that whatever is hot in the entertainment world, we will first make a phone call to you guys, and then we'll have it on the air tonight.
No, I'm serious. I hate to be Joe complimentary all over the place, but you get a great show, and I enjoy watching you every night. And you have an open invitation to join us in the studio anytime you're in the Twin Cities, because really, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, John.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. We're coming there, I think, at the end of June. So in concerts, I'd love to come in and hang out with you guys.
Well, stop by. We'll load you up with CDs and stuff.
Great.
All right.
It's good talking to you guys again.
Same here. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Savage Radio. Mornings on 93.7. The Edge. The Edge. The Edge.
The Edge. Good morning. It's 5:58. Ooh, 2 in front of 6 o'clock. Savage Radio. I'm Andy. It's you two. It's 37 degrees. The high today going to be 55 with sunshine on the way. Tonight's going to be 35. Tomorrow, 55. Saturday. And it starts raining again. High around 55 again. Sunday, the high again, about 53. Something like that. All right. What do we have to give away this morning, Scotty? We didn't get a chance to because Tesh was taking up all the time.
Well, we have $50 gift certificates to No Name Records, Ragstock. We got certificates to City Billiards. We got a $50 gift certificate to Gators in the Mall of America. We have certificates for Great Clips Hair Care. And we also have those Echo Jeans and Deja Shoes from Kohl's. And
well, I'm going to the store. You finish up here.
No. Okay, and Better Than Ezra tickets.
Oh. Well, we obviously have a lot.
Yes.
This morning we're going to test Minnesota Nice. Nick Danger is going to see if complete strangers will let him use their bathroom. He's on he's on the way to Burnsville right now.
Send him to the governor's house again.
No, we never did get our $30, did we?
I'm kind of pissed.
Listen to this. ER, Seinfeld, and Friends all beat the NCAA basketball championship in the ratings last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. Our Savage Trivia for Thursday, April 13th, is a little tie-in, if you will. It's about a television show.
Ah.
7 of the top 50 most watched telecasts of all time were of what television show?
One show in particular.
Yes. 7 of the top 50 most watched telecasts of all time were of what TV show? All right. 989-EDGE. It's 6 o'clock. Good morning, folks. It's the latest from Sarah McLachlan. Hold on the Edge. .7 The Edge. .7 The Edge. It's 607 Savage Radio. Good morning. 37 degrees. We're going to sunny and 55 is going to be looking nice. And here's your trivia. The Thursday, April 13th, 7 of the top 50 most watched telecasts of all time were of what one television show?
How about the Brady Bunch?
No.
No.
How is that? Good guess.
Hey,
what do you say?
Savage Radio. Savage Radio on the Edge.
All right, fine. What's going on here? .7 The Edge. It's 6:16. Savage Radio. Good morning. PJ Harvey, REM, Green Day, Pearl Jam all on the way. And New York Senator Al D'Amato was hospitalized yesterday complaining of chest pains. Oh. However, he did say he was in good spirits. Till, of course, he found out his doctor's name was Yakamito.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. All right. 7 of the top 50 most watched telecasts of all time were of what TV show? Please bear with us. And thanks for your patience. We only have two phone lines. What do you think?
Yeah, the Cosby Show?
No, sir.
All right.
All right, thank you very much. This TV show was a big hit in the 60s and 70s.
Ed Sullivan?
No.
There's a good try.
It wasn't. How about Hawaii 5-0?
No. One of my all-time faves, but that's not it.
This was a comedy.
It was a comedy.
Well, I guess you could say that.
All in the Family?
No.
Thanks for the try, man.
Okay.
All right. You want me to give you a clue?
Sure.
Fancy eating table.
Fancy eating table. I was thinking it was Cheers.
No.
Nope. All right.
Thanks for calling. And here's another clue for you. We had the star of this show on our show this week.
This week?
Yeah.
I was going to say the Super Bowl.
No, this is one particular TV series.
We couldn't get Larry Zonka.
Boy, you got me.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Hi, The Edge.
You got an answer yet?
Plenty. Not the right one.
The Super Bowl.
Nope.
Okay, thanks.
Got it. Take one more try here. What do you think? Seven of the top 50 most watched telecasts of all time were of what one television show?
Days of Our Lives.
That's a good answer.
No, that's not it,
But
though.
Don't we have those Erica Kane videos to give away?
Yes, actually, we do.
Starting today?
Yeah, it's called All About Erica.
Well, if you like her, give us a call. I'll give you one of them or something. All right, thanks for calling.
Yep.
We will just continue this until we get a winner. Right now, Tony, step up to the microphone.
Yes.
Do you have a guess or do you know?
Actually, I thought it was Ed Sullivan.
Really?
So, yeah.
And what star of the Ed Sullivan Show have we had on our show this week?
Well, that was before you said that.
No.
That I thought it was the Ed Sullivan Show.
Now, what do you think?
Now I don't know.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
All right, keep your ears peeled. Here's Tony with the news.
All right, three people were killed yesterday in a plane crash near Belle Plaine. The single-engine Cessna 210 went down about a half hour after leaving Flying Cloud Airport in Eden Prairie. Early speculation is the plane might have been flying too fast. A man who last year struck and killed an Otsego teenager heading home from school has been sentenced to 7.5 years in jail. Roger Kilmeyer was convicted last month in the drunk driving death of 13-year-old Charity Evanson. At the time of the accident, Kilmeyer was awaiting sentencing for another drunk driving collision that left a Minneapolis couple severely injured. The state Senate has wasted little time in rejecting Governor Arne Carlson's proposal about what to do with a surprise $91 million budget surplus. The Senate Tax Committee voted yesterday to kill Carlson's proposed $30 per taxpayer tax credit. Nominations for MTV Movie Awards were announced yesterday. Nominations and winners are chosen by MTV viewers, an audience that represents the largest demographic group of today's moviegoers. Ann Mounty reports.
The Grammys are behind us and the Oscars are all over, but there are other awards to look forward to. Nominations are out for the MTV Movie Awards. These awards offer categories like Best On-Screen Kiss. Nominations include Jim Carrey and Lauren Holly for Dumb and Dumber, Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy in Before Sunrise, Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis for Natural Born Killers, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock for Speed, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis for True Lies. Other categories include Best Villain, Most Desirable Male and Female, and Best Dance Sequence. Dances are From The Mask, True Lies, Pulp Fiction, and The Brady Bunch. Awards will be televised June 15th. Ann Mounty, ABC News, New York.
In sports, Golden State Warriors trounced the Timberwolves last night, 123-109. Minnesota Moose in the playoffs. They start tonight. They'll be in Denver to face the Nuggets. Weather on the Edge, mostly sunny and warmer today. High of 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. High of 55. Right now, we're at 37. I'm Tony Dillon with this information update on 93.7 The Edge.
159 is back and better than ever at Wayzata Mitsubishi.
Yes,
brand new 95 Mitsubishi Galant.
And plenty of them.
Lease now at Wayzata Mitsubishi.
Just 159 a month.
Only 30 months.
Here at Wayzata Mitsubishi, we have over 75 brand new Galants on the ground.
Leasing from just 159.
This is an unheard of low lease on this new four-door luxury sports sedan.
Mitsubishi Galant. Compare Galant to Accord,
Camry,
Altima,
626,
even four Taurus.
At 159 a month, we're just a better buy.
Plain and simple.
Mitsubishi Galant.
Front-wheel drive and dual airbag protection.
Just $159 a month for 30 short months.
Our lowest lease on this model.
You come out to Wayzata Mitsubishi
right now
for a brand-new 95 Galant.
And you'll lease it for just $159.
Period.
Wayzata Mitsubishi.
Right in the Wayzata Auto Center, 1 mile west of 494 on 394.
Get your brand-new Galant
right now.
$159 a month.
Only 30 months.
From Wayzata Mitsubishi.
473-8111. $1,000 down plus first payment, security deposit, license, and tax.
Ever
Ever since I began running that TV commercial for my lamp store, everybody in town started thinking I was crazy.
Crazy Larry here, slashing prices because I'm crazy!
With advertising that good, I thought maybe I didn't need my U.S. West Direct Yellow Pages ad anymore. But just in case, I started asking customers how they found me. 65% said that when they were ready to buy, they looked up lamps in the book, and there I was, that nutty guy who breaks stuff on TV. That's a huge chunk of business that walks in the door because of my Yellow Pages ad. Well, I may be crazy, but I'm not stupid. I bumped up the size of that ad. Now I can't even go grocery shopping without getting recognized.
Hey, aren't you Crazy Larry?
Well, yeah.
You're not going to break anything, are you?
Well, no. By making the most of my advertising dollars, my Yellow Pages ad proved that I am crazy, like a fox.
It's the one that gets used. U.S. West Direct. To place an ad, call our local office listed under Yellow Pages Publishers. Individual advertiser results may vary.
Normally, your engine sounds something like this. But if you could isolate engine parts and listen to them alone, you'd get a completely different picture. Your valves, for instance. What you're hearing is metal hitting metal, which can lead to damaging engine wear. Now listen to a cylinder. That's a piston ring grinding away at the cylinder wall, which is nothing compared to what's going on in your bearing case. The fact is, the only thing protecting your engine from completely destroying itself is a layer of oil 1/1000th of an inch thick. That's why you need Castrol GTX. Castrol provides maximum protection against viscosity and thermal breakdown. Because if your oil breaks down, the next thing you could be hearing is... And that sounds pretty bad, no matter what part of the engine you're listening to. Castrol GTX. Engineered for greater protection against breakdown.
Stop by participating Castrol GTX retailers during April and receive $5 off your next Castrol GTX case or oil change purchase with mail-in offer.
Yeah, 93.7 The Edge. It's 6:24 Savage Radio. I'm Andy, and along with Scott and Tony. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Fine.
All right, seven of the top 50 most watched telecasts of all time were of what one television show?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes. What gave it away?
Fancy eating table.
That's right, and that, in fact, was their pool table.
All right.
Nice job. What's your name?
Brian Wooler.
Way to go. Don't go away, okay?
Okay.
All right, everybody sort of watched a movie last night. You two went to the premiere of what movie?
While You Were Sleeping.
Yeah, the new Sandra Bullock movie.
Oh, okay. That's about the lady who sees her dream boat, and then he gets knocked unconscious. And
yeah, she works at a subway or a train station. He gets mugged and knocked onto the tracks. He's unconscious. There's a train coming, so she jumps down there, saves his life. She's in the hospital mumbling, "Oh, my God, this is the guy I was going to marry." A nurse overhears it. She gets him in, and everyone thinks that she's his fiancé.
And then she falls in love with his brother, and the family still thinks she's his fiancé, and then he wakes up.
It's a romantic movie.
Oh, it's wonderful.
They all die at the end. It's
oh, shut up.
You always do that.
No, there was one point in the movie that you could just hear everybody in the whole theater sniffling, blowing their noses.
OJ was in the back.
Everybody was crying.
No, Tony was running around with popcorn.
Try my popcorn.
She put too much salt in her popcorn. She's going up to people. Try my popcorn.
All right, well, that's all fine and good, but so you enjoyed the movie.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Four stars.
Four stars out of four?
Yes.
Well, on a scale from 1 to 10?
9.
10.
Really?
It's better than Sleepless in Seattle.
No way.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It's testing better, actually.
It's great. It's just terrific.
Big tearjerker even for the guys?
Yeah,
it's a good show.
Now, I, on the other hand, stayed home and rented Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah?
Now I know why it was up for an Oscar.
Good, huh?
Great, great film. It's long, but it's great. I would give that a 9 because nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
But if you get a chance, it's out in video stores now. Rent Shawshank Redemption.
It's out in theaters, too, still, in the area.
Really?
Yeah, a few theaters.
Why do that when you can spend $3?
Well, it's in some cheap theaters, too.
Oh, okay. 6:26, Nick Danger going to be testing Minnesota Nice. That's coming up right now. PJ Harvey on The Edge.
I lost my heart.
I'm here, man. Give me my daughter.
For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear.
93.7 The Edge.
Modern Rock. 93.7 The Edge. 6:34 Savage Radio, 37 degrees. Going to be sunny and 55 today. Low tonight down to 35 tomorrow. Cloudy, breezy, high 55 again. Saturday, we do have a chance of showers. Low is going to be about 53, and Sunday's high about 53 again. Coming up next, we'll talk to Nick Danger, And we're going to test Minnesota Nice. He's going to find out if complete strangers will allow him to use their bathroom.
I think we're pushing it with this one.
You think?
Yeah.
We'll find out. He's headed to Burnsville. In the meantime, the Tonight Show and ABC's Nightline are up 2% over last year. Letterman's Late Show is down 19%.
Wow.
That's because of the crappy lead-ins that CBS gives him. But yesterday was his birthday. He had Drew Barrymore on.
Uh-huh.
And she gets up on his desk. And, you know, Dave, he's not into that sort of stuff when guests do things that they didn't rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
She gets up on his desk and starts dancing for him and then takes her top off. I mean, naked.
Great, I watched Leno.
Well, she had her back to the audience, but her chest was to him.
Uh-huh.
And he just sort of, you know, sat there and said, thank you, like he wasn't affected.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Letterman's Top 10 right now on The Edge.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list, sponsored in part by...